Well, I'll just describe what it feels like to me. I'm laying on my back right now because I don't know. It's easier to describe things when you're going through them rather than trying to remember them. So, I usually, if I'm just touching myself, I usually lay on my back. Just because it's easier, I think. Every once in a while, I'll like sit up and grind against a pillow and like ride my hand that way, but. For the purpose of this, I want to be able to reach everything and keep the mic steady, so that's way too much movement for that. And this is going to make it easier to go through everything one by one, and describe it better that way, I guess. So, first, there's the super obvious, like, go-to button, I think. And I'd call that the clit. So I guess when you rub it, like, so the clit's how sensitive it is depends on the person. Some people aren't very sensitive, some people are overly sensitive, and touching it directly feels uncomfortable. Fun fact, whether you knew this or not, the clit also swells with blood, when women are aroused. So it can get a little bit bigger and a little bit smaller depending on how aroused a girl is. So if you're ever like getting into it and wonder if she's really feeling it or not, you might be able to tell that way. Soft, maybe. Yeah. And so there's a handful of different ways you can rub it, and they give different kinds of sensations. For me, I would say that rubbing the clit is kind of like kind of like a tickle almost. If you do like a little side to side thing, or if you like rub it in a circle, it's kind of like a tickle. And then the way that I like to rub it is I'll start at the top and I'll rub and push it all the way down and stick my fingers inside of myself a little bit, and that gives me the most pleasure because it's because it's I don't know, you just rub it more versus like side to side's faster and it's a more intense feeling, it's like a harsher tickle. But I think that that's too much. I kind of like something a little bit more of a build up that you can ride, and I like sticking my fingers inside of myself because I get better pleasure from it being inside of myself. But so rubbing the clit's kind of like being tickled. But a really, really pleasurable tickle, of course. And it can be like a really harsh, fast tickle that definitely like builds up the feeling of getting close to an orgasm faster. But I don't know if that would do well to like push me over the edge or if it would just get me to the edge and then leave me frustrated waiting for more. Just because I don't masturbate that way. It's also an awkward hand motion moving side to side like that. And then fun fact, the pubis mons, which is that like little bit of fat above the vagina. It's what I think of as like the top of the pussy, I guess. It's that squishy fatty area above the vagina in front of where the vaginal canal would be, below where your belt sits. It's the panty area, the pubis mons on the front side. That is an extension of the clitoris a little bit also. So grabbing and rubbing that creates a pretty pleasurable sensation too. Depending on where you rub it can be really pleasurable going even up to kind of higher, like right where the belt line is under your stomach and then right before the pubis mons. Rubbing right there feels pretty good too. Sometimes it can be a little sore sensitive. Right there feels really nice. I don't think I could come from it, but it just feels good. I put it on like foreplay level feels good. And then rubbing the pubis mons itself, of course, feels really good. It echoes that tickle feeling. And then to the clit itself is like a really strong, pleasurable tickle feeling. And then, of course, below that is the money spot. I think it's where guys think about the most when it comes to sex and female pleasure. And then that like vaginal canal itself is a whole other beast, 'cause like me personally, I could just rub my fingers on the outside of it, and that's more than enough. I could come from that. That feels really good. And if I'm using just my hand, it's easiest to come from just like just touching the very opening of it and just like putting a little pressure on it. It feels It gets really wet when you do that too, like almost instantly, because that's where most of a lot of female lubrication comes from, is right at the entrance of the vagina. Let's see, how to describe this feeling. It's I don't know, it's hard to describe because it's not a tickle like the clit has. But I do usually like when I stroke down, I'm like pushing on my clit as I put my fingers into myself, so it's a little hard to separate the feeling of describing the feeling of rubbing your clit from the feeling of pushing your fingers into yourself. Let's see. It's, I don't know, it's pleasurable. I can't think of another way to describe it. It's not a tickle, it's not like a push or a pull. It's, I don't know, it's better. You feel it. Even though I'm just barely rubbing the entrance of it, I feel it deeper too. Like everything in my pussy tightens up when it starts to feel good at the very entrance, you know? And when you're masturbating by yourself, if you don't put anything into your vagina and the muscles just squeeze on themselves, it feels really good that way too. Yeah, and so just rubbing the outside of the entrance creates a whole tidal wave of pleasurable squeezing, I guess, is a good way to put it. And if you want to up it a level even further, you can actually squeeze the muscles on the inside of your vagina. I would, it's the basis behind the idea of Kegels. And what I would describe it to is, I know that for men, you can like do a thing where you tense up the muscles in your dick and it feels pleasurable, and you can like pulse it that way and get a little bit of pleasure from that. I would imagine it's very similar to that, because you're just tensing up the muscles on the very inside of your vagina. And it creates a little bit of pleasure. It's kind of like a dull pleasure, kind of enjoyable, a lot deeper. And some women are so good at it that they can come from that. I'm not so good at that, but I can come from it. But if I do that, and it usually comes with like a thrusting motion of the hips too. And so if I do a combination of those things, rubbing the outside of my vagina, pressing the clit a little bit, rubbing it, and then just pulsating the inside like that, tightening it up, and thrusting my hips, I could come from that for sure. And then having something go in and out of your vagina is a whole other ball game. That's a lot better feeling. It feels really good. You feel it deeper. Instead of the walls of your pussy rubbing against themselves, they're rubbing against something else, so there's a lot more pleasure there. How to describe it? I did not consider the difficulty of thinking while doing it. Different part of my body has first dibs on blood flow, so the brain's a little slow. I guess they would pull back in that feeling of like a really good tickle, but also the pleasurable feeling of like the muscles like tensing and stuff. And I'd combine it and I'd put it into the whole thing. And then also when you've got something that you can push all the way into you, and everything's feeling like really good. It's basically like playing with the entrance of your vagina, but the whole thing. And then at the very, very top of your, I guess of my, most of the people listening to this probably don't have a vagina. But inside of the pussy, at the very top of it, right behind that pelvic bone, is where the G-spot is. And pushing that is just like a wave of pleasure. It just feels really good. It's like a really, really deep tickle, I guess. A lot of pleasure. A tickle isn't a strong enough word because it's a more intense feeling than a tickle. It feels really good. And things moving in and out just sort of press and rub against that spot. And then you can also like choose your you can also like take your fingers and put them in all the way and push against that spot. And that's really pleasurable. And then a little bit deeper at the very end of your vagina, it can feel pretty good when something pushes against that. It can feel really good when something pushes against that. In my opinion, if something's too big though, like if someone is too well endowed and they're like pushing against the very back of you and they're just like hitting it and hitting it and hitting it, it hurts. It hurts a lot. It's kind of like being punched, but inside of your stomach, and it feels bad. I don't really like it. And that's why I always tell people, like, if you're worried about your size, you really shouldn't be. Because the average female vagina, when aroused, is like 5 to 6 inches deep. Anything more than that, like, vaginas are stretchy, they'll stretch to accommodate. But anything more than that does require a stretching on the vagina's part, and it pushes too far in, and it hurts. And it really takes away a lot of that pleasure, and there's too much pain involved, and I don't like it, personally. Like, girth-wise, girth can be nice, but length-wise, too much length hurts. And, like, I've heard a lot of women repeat something very similar. Like the idea of a really long dick sounds nice, but the reality of it is, unless they're doing like half strokes, it hurts so bad to just be punched on the inside like that. Not fun at all. So if you're ever worried that you're too small, you're probably just perfect. And you don't want an 8+ inch cock, because you're gonna end up hurting her most likely. Statistically speaking, there are definitely people who are size queens and who like really big dicks, and there's nothing against having a big dick. It's just not the most comfortable inside of you. Yeah, so there's that, and that's the vagina. And then after that, there's the ass that you can play with, and that feels some women really don't like it. Some women don't receive any kind of pleasure from it. I really like anal. I think it feels really, really good. Playing with, like, the entrance of your ass, there's that. It's, I don't know, it's more intense pleasure to me than stuff from the pussy. It's, it's that same, just rubbing the outside of it, it's got the same sort of enjoyable feeling as rubbing just the outside of the vagina, but it's just, it's more intense. Much more pleasure, really enjoyable, and then going inside of that, it's like that for the whole length of it. And you definitely have to be slow when you stretch out an ass, otherwise it hurts, and you want to use lube and stuff, otherwise it hurts, and it rips, and it tears, and it bleeds, and that doesn't feel good. But I think my ass is the only thing that I could see dealing with something oversized a little bit too soon without it stretching, and it's still feeling better than it hurts, and so it being worth it then. It's just, you know, once you're done coming and the dick's out of your ass, the pain comes back, and you're like, oh, why did I do that? But it doesn't feel bad. It feels really good. And the bigger it is, the better it feels. It's really tight. And so it feels nice. And then the skin inside is really silky and soft. And I feel like it's so much more sensitive. I've always felt this way. The first boyfriend I ever had that took my virginity, fucked my ass maybe the day after. And it was the first time I'd ever been fucked in the ass, and I thought the same thing. I was so much more sensitive back there. I could feel everything, every detail, every curve, every groove, every vein. I could feel his heartbeat through his cock in my ass, and it felt really, really good. And it was a really enjoyable feeling. And it's really sensitive and really pleasurable, and I think if I had to equate it to what I imagine a guy feels, I'd say, I know that the very tip of your cock is the most sensitive, and that playing with it is very, very sensitive, and most people usually equate the cock to the clit in terms of sensitivity and pleasure and stuff. But I know that it's also pretty sensitive to, well, I think at least, I don't know. But I think that it's pretty sensitive to like texture and stuff, and so I'd put like sensitivity level very similar to that of my ass. I don't know. I don't know. I get a lot of pleasure from it. I don't know. Well, maybe guys' asses feel the same. I don't know. Play with your ass and tell me. Yeah. Okay. And then another facet of female pleasure is definitely nipples. And so I should have taken my shirt off beforehand, and I didn't. That was a mistake. Here we go. And so rubbing breasts, like a solid, firm grasp and rub, feels really good. It's not something that could get me off, but I know that there have been reports of women who can achieve orgasm through nipple stimulation alone. I'm not one of those people, but kudos to those people. I hope they only wear soft shirts and silky bras, 'cause ding. But it does feel really good. I think if you've ever gotten a deep tissue massage and just how good and pleasurable it feels when somebody like really pushes into a knot and you feel it start to relax, it's like that feeling just all the time. When you like rub the whole breast really hard, and then the nipple itself is pretty sensitive. The pinch isn't like a tickle, like it's not a tickle. It's definitely like a, I don't know, it's a pleasurable pinch. And my nipples aren't overly sensitive. So I don't think it does as much for me as it does for some women, but it definitely feels good, and then the like full grasping of the entire breast feels really nice too. And it's definitely like I definitely play with my breasts when I masturbate. Just for like a little added layer of self-love, I guess is a good way to describe the feeling. Because you know it's not like necessarily gonna push you over the edge. It's not gonna be what gets you off, but it just feels more tender and pleasurable and like helps with that like relaxing, pleasurable, warm feeling. And then I think when talking about orgasms, it also I think is fair to mention the neck and shoulder area. It's really pleasurable. I'm gonna go back to that. Describing the massage thing where you like rub the muscles and it feels really good. I'm actually just rubbing my neck right now and it feels so good. And it like puts shivers and tingles through your whole body and it feels really nice, especially right where the shoulder connects to the neck. There's a muscle right there. And it's usually the one that people rub on themselves after a long day of work because it feels really good. And the thing is that there is a little bit of nerves connecting right there. And so when it comes to like having sex, I don't know, I like to be bit, I guess. And biting right there too, especially, it feels incredibly pleasurable. And that feels nice, and it's like a whole body tingle, and it feels so good. And then to describe what it feels like to orgasm, That one's gonna have to be from memory because I don't I don't think that I could describe it as it was going on. It feels like building up energy and building up neediness, and you get closer and you just feel this like tension building inside of you, and you really, really want to push over the edge, and you want to have that kind of release, and your muscles get really, really tight, and they start to, I don't know, they get tight, your muscles tighten up, and if you've got something inside of you, it grips on it for dear life, and it feels good, and you move more frantically, and your heart pounds, and sometimes you get lightheaded, and when it finally comes, it's like the huge rush, and you've definitely got different levels of it. You can have sort of like a, just like, I don't know, I would call it just a body orgasm. It's just, I don't know, you push your body over the edge, and you get like a light rush, and then you come down from it, and you're all better, and then if you're really into it and you've been like really going for it, you can get like a much better rush, and you get really into it, and then it sort of like fades off a little bit there. And then you can also have a huge rush sometimes. I've only ever had a huge rush just touching myself once. I don't know, I was just really horny one day and I masturbated and like orgasmed maybe 9 times in a row, and on the 9th time it was like I absolutely couldn't stop. I was laying on my stomach and I was writing my hand, and I'd gotten my first vibrator and I had it on my clit, and I was just going to town, and when I started to orgasm, I just kept moving my hips, and I couldn't have even stopped moving my hips if I'd wanted to. It was automatic and it felt so good. And that was a huge rush. When I was done, I was just like twitching and everything was sensitive and it all felt good. And it was like having shivers through my whole body and it felt really, really, really nice. Yeah. So there you go. Masturbation and orgasms for the female body with sunshine. There you go. Oh, thank you for asking.